know right now you're tuned in to Niners Den with the one and only Duval DJ Bravo. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
What's up, you guys? This your girl Nala right here on a Thursday, chilling in the den. I have been challenged all week by my dear friend Zakira. So I'm going to let her introduce herself and tell y'all guys what she do and what she's all about. That's what's up. So how long have you been doing what you do?
So I was a photographer first. First and foremost, I am a photographer, and that's been about 10 years professionally. However, I have a little backstory of a camera actually saved my life. A photograph my mom took of me saved my life. So I was about between like the ages of 3 to 9 months old is when I was detected of cancer. So it's a rare childhood eye cancer. Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, so it was actually rare childhood eye cancer that was detected through this photograph that my mom took of me, you know, as a baby. Most moms, you know, love taking pictures of the babies at that age. So instead of a red glow, so you can see, you know, red eyes sometimes, but she's all white. So, I mean, this was back in the day of you go to the Venus stores, print out your photograph. So it's not the phone, right? So she took that to more than one doctor, more than one co-worker, and then a specialist, you know, thank goodness for my mom's intuition and the doctor's intuition to detect it before, you know, it got worse. So she introduced me to a Kodak Polaroid camera. You remember those cameras?
Yes. The ones that spit out the pictures?
That was my first camera. And
wow.
I also was introduced to those convenience store cameras where you go to Walgreens or whatever store and get your photo printed out. So it was just one of those things where she introduced it to me and I just took an advantage with it. So, photography, I'm a photographer first. So I feel like also after studying photography, I finished my first certification in photography as soon as Facebook pages, like public pages, were just coming out. So
wow.
I literally had to teach myself how to market myself, right? So I was living in Florida at that time, but I had family up and down the East Coast. And who knows, maybe I was projecting my future that I would move and live up and down the East Coast. So,
right.
Then I had to teach myself social media. And funny enough, my first actual social media client was a close friend of mine who was a music artist. She's a singer, right? So she's doing all these shows. She's opening for artists, predominantly reggae. And so I'm like, you need to be on Facebook. You need to get your Facebook page up there. You need to do Facebook ads and stuff like that. She's like, I don't know nothing about that. So you go ahead and take it over. So she
was
my social media client. And so from there, it's just been a matter of whatever I learned, each one teach one. Whatever I learned, I literally teach others to do the same. So that's just what I've been doing for the past 10 years, photography, social media, and now it's also for a circle that I get to be an A&R.
Right. That's what's up. I just want to give a shout out to your mom. She's amazing. You know, with so much parenting going on around now, especially in, you know, these times, she was very observant. A lot of parents nowadays, it's hard for them to pay attention to their kids because they're so caught up and busy in life. And your mom was like, something ain't right. Wow. That's amazing. Shout out to moms. Shout out to her. Okay. So my next question was, that cancer kind of puts your life on hold, but to you it seems like nothing has stopped you. So do you remember a specific moment when you were hit by the realization? Yes.
So I didn't really realize that I was different until I got to school, right? So, you know, all the kids, they're so inquisitive, elementary school, middle school, they're like, Why you look like that? Why you look like you got a lazy eye? Or, you know, why you, you know, the curious questions, right? So that's when I really was asking my mom, like, Mom, was I always born this way? And so that's when she, you know, broke it down. She showed me the photograph that detected the cancer. And she showed me the photograph before that where I, you know, looked normal. So basically, I didn't really have that realization that I was different until, I guess, you know, fifth grade, fourth grade. But then I didn't really mentally, you know, I didn't accept the fact that I'm a cancer survivor. I've been living and thriving and surviving, you know, for so long until... probably by the time I hit my teenage years, because, you know, everybody has their own opinion, right? So I literally took it into my own hands and said, okay, I am a survivor. I'm not going to give up. You know, my favorite Destiny Child song. So it really took a little while to make that mental shift to really realize, okay, this is a part of who I am. It's a part of my purpose.
And you definitely have learned to live with it, because I've been working with you for the past 2 months with Making a Mac, and I had no clue until the past 2 weeks. I'm like, cancer survivor? Where? Like, you know. So I also noticed that you wear your little thing around your head, which means that you are a part of some different nationality. Do you want to tell us what that is and what that's about? You're just amazing. Yeah, so what have been helping you keep your spirits up and gave you support during this time of period, especially during COVID? Boundaries of I so agree with that, and you really relate to me in so many ways. Like, I don't even watch TV. Like, people be like, you don't even know what's going on, and I'm like, it affects me mentally, you know what I'm saying? I know what's going on, but I'm not finna, you know, swarm myself or drown myself in it where it's nothing that I can really do but focus on my circle. So it's, you know, it drives you crazy. Yeah, social media is something that I don't entertaining. I get on, I do my work, and I'm off. It really drowns me. Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Now I don't feel bad now, because now the world can hear it too. Okay, because I'm not crazy. You don't watch the news. Okay, so let's talk about this book that you have wrote. I am very honored to be interviewing a real author. So you want to tell the people about your book and what it's about?
Yeah, so my book is called Seeing Life Through a Different Lens, a surviving memoir on overcoming adversity with disability. And the title literally came to me spur of the moment overnight. You know, that's the thing about being creative. 3 a.m. is the best time of day for a creative, right?
Yeah, because so, it's peaceful. Have an amazing story. So what do you look forward to as we go through, because you know 2021 is really about to hit us hard. We've all been networking, building, like you said, we're A&Rs now. So how do you see us growing more and, you know, expanding throughout the upcoming years?
Reflect on what you really want to do. Reflect on what your legacy is, what your purpose is. Because too many people have been hiding in shells, walking in shadows. And I just think that the last few months are still a great time to continue to reflect on what it is you really want to do. And so I guess for me, that's been great year of my first photography client was a music artist. My first social media client was a music artist. So I'm just, you know, looking forward to, as an agent, book marketing agency owner too. I have a company called Focus Media Group with a PH, and it's a play on the words photography, but we still focus on your marketing. So I look forward to just being that person, that go-to person for those who are cultivating, want to cultivate their brand, whether it's for a new music project, whether they are a service-based entrepreneur, whether they're publicists and radio DJs, who just need to get their brand together. So I look forward to that in 2021, just being more authentic in working with creatives, because that's live, you know, with other creatives as well. So that's personally what I think. That's what I'm going to be doing as well, you know, between now that we've been, you know, A&R to with a major company. And, you know, going forward, no matter what happens in 2021, so...
Right, so shout out to Making It Mag for that. And you're really with one of the best companies, being that you're moving to Atlanta and all that, with all the events that they have come, you know, going on. And, you know, yeah, you Southwest by Southwest is really how to start the year. And, you know, that's a big thing.
They were all up in there too, and I think they have followed me. They may have followed me at one point on social media, because that's how I found out about them, even back in 2015, 2014, when I was photographing at ACC. So it, again, full circle. It's just a matter of honing down and listening to your intuition.
Right.
Every step you take is literally a puzzle piece in your life. So
because I ignored them for like 2 years. Somebody had sent me the email and was like, hey, I think you should check them out. And I'm like, meh, you know, I don't know, you know, because I didn't really want to push myself that hard. And I actually started networking with them, just not actually putting myself on the front stream. I was kind of working behind the scenes. And then they followed me one day, and I was like, let me go check their followers and stuff. And I'm like, okay, that's not real. So I just kept going and kept going. And then they had this event. You sign up for the media team. And I signed up. And then Kelby called me and was like, hey, Lamika, what's up? And, you know, you're a part of the team, this and this. And I'm like, boy, stop playing. Yes. And he was like, why do you see yourself like that? I was like, because I wasn't really taking it serious. I was just, you know, putting myself where I can start building my brand. I wasn't really mentally prepared for that, but it has really built me to where I'm at today. So I really appreciate that. Shout out to Making It Mag.
Actually, what you've been doing, you've still been, you know, building your brand.
Yes.
It's like getting your foot in the doors anyway. So
Right. So as, you know, a survivor and everything that you've been going through, and I'm not just talking about a cancer survivor, you're just an all-around survivor with everything that you do mentally. How do you feel about, you know, Black women and being in business and leadership? How does you feel like that affects us as we're getting, you know, going through the times, especially with Black Lives Matter and all this going on?
Stop. not deal with it or ignore it or walk away from it, because it's still going to be there. It's probably it's just, it's an advantage and a disadvantage at the same time. So I think it's just super important for women to continue to come together like they do, but also to continue to walk in their purpose as well. I think that's the most important thing, because, I mean, tomorrow is not promised for anyone, but if you, you know, just think back to what you were doing between ages 7 to 15, you know what your purpose is. You know exactly what it is you're doing, because if you think about the four bills, the four kids, the four spouses or jobs, what were you doing hours on end uninterrupted? That's your purpose right there. So
wow.
As long as those women get back into what it is that they really love to do at that time of age, you know, women, when women do come together and not bicker and biter and get jealous of a man and compare themselves to each other, oh, we can mess them up for sure.
I agree. And you just gave me chills when you said that. I just, with my national leadership program, it's all about leading and leading people in the right direction and finding your purpose. And this is my senior year, and I ignored them for 3 years as well. I put myself on such a low pedestal because I'm hard on myself. And I'm always looking like, okay, I can do better, instead of focusing on, if I put myself in this position, this is going to make me better. So I'm trying to do it on my own instead of just taking the, you know, opportunity. But I'm learning now. Just take the opportunities. But that's something that I had to learn as well as, you know, what was my purpose? And it's like you said, between the ages of 7 and 15, I had already knew my purpose when I tried out for the Chilean squad. Where I grew up is majority white. So being an African-American and trying out for cheerleading, just wasn't it. You know, it was so much negativity. They're like, you're not going to make it. You're this. You're wasting your time and this and that. And I'm like, I'm trying out. My ninth grade year, I'm like, I'm trying out. I don't care what nobody say. Well, actually, it started before that with the tryouts. And I tried out, and every time I made it. So I'm like, I was already a leader, so what am I doing? Like, what am I doing with myself? And it just led me all the way back. Like, I can't follow nobody. I'm sorry. I'm very strong-headed. And it just put me right on the right path. So now I'm in this national leadership program, and interviewing great people like you. This is something that I have to use to show that it's other women, and we all have a purpose and one goal going in the same direction. That means so much, because I can use this interview. It means so much. And I was going to ask you, like, how did you feel knowing, like, when she said that to us, how did you feel, like, how did it hit you when she was like, okay, we started out with 100 and something, and now we're down to you 12? Like, what was going through your head when she said that?
That's what I'm saying. Right? Well, she said it different times. I, you know,
yeah.
If
Right. Right. Wow. Wow. Okay, we're going to wrap it up, but I have two questions before we go, and they're very important, especially with us as women. How do you deal with rejection? How do you deal with that, you know, being that you mentioned that we're one of the most, you know, kind of disrespected people out here in this industry and everything around us. Like, how do you deal with that? If you ain't got no haters, you ain't pop it. Okay, my last question, the best of the day, is if you could give advice to anybody, not just women, anybody, you know, all around us, with everything that you have been through in life, what would it be? And why would you give that advice? So you want to tell us where we can find your book at and all your social media sites, where we, if we want to look you up, how we can find you? Sure, Tennessee. I think we lost Akira. We're gonna we're back. Okay. That's what's up. That's awesome. And we will be looking that up. We're gonna also post all the links at the end of the podcast so you guys will be able to click on it. So thank you, Zakira, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to me and challenging me this week. It's been amazing. All right, you guys, thank you for tuning in with me and Zakira today. I hope you guys learned everything that you needed to learn about her. Please get the book, okay? Get the book, read it. You know, if you have any questions about anything, if there's anything that we can do to help you as A&Rs, don't be afraid to contact us. You have our contact information. If you would like to set up an interview with me as well, you can contact me at mndesignswiththezmedia@gmail.com. All right, you guys, you know what time it is for me. This is your girl, Nala, and I'm riding out.